online sales tax charges rankle buyers, the Department of Fish and Game will track local moose with a new system, and a Skagway Assembly update. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The state of Alaska doesn't have sales tax. It was stricken from the books under Governor Jay Hammond in 1980. Municipalities do levy taxes. So far, online sales have been exempt. But a recent Supreme Court ruling means online retailers will begin to start charging local taxes in the next year or so, once a statewide system is in place. But without any warning, one online retailer has started collecting those taxes already. Skagway residents report that Amazon charged sales tax on their purchases, but neither the state nor the municipality gave them permission to do so.
It just appeared to me that without any notice from the municipality, the state, or Amazon, Amazon just started adding sales tax to our orders as of the first of the year.
Gary Hisman has lived in Skagway for decades. He says he was charged 3% sales tax, that's the municipal winter rate, on a recent Amazon purchase. Hisman reached out to customer service, who passed him to the tax division.
She explained that they had received word from the state of Alaska to start deducting or collecting, I should say, sales tax because we were what she termed an outlying community. I asked who they were sending the tax to. She couldn't tell me. And she further couldn't refer me to anybody higher up in the company.
The company did not respond to KHNS's request for comment. Alaska State Assessor Marty McGee says he's been getting calls from a number of Alaskans who heard the same thing as Hisman. He says no one asked or granted permission to collect sales tax from the state. But there is a municipality that lets Amazon collect sales tax. Juneau. Bob Bartholomew is Juneau's finance director. He's been dealing with this issue for a while. In order to remit municipal sales tax, businesses need to register with the municipality. Amazon is registered in Juneau.
The first question is, were they registered and doing sales tax activity in prior years?
Skagway treasurer Heather Rodig says Amazon doesn't have a business license in Skagway. Both Haynes and Skagway are currently researching the Amazon issue and working to resolve it. Haynes Finance Director Gila Stewart says Amazon requested a Haynes Borough business license application earlier this week. The borough hasn't received a completed registration, but they know Amazon is charging customers municipal sales tax. Any tax Amazon collected from consumers in January is due to the borough March 10th. Bartholomew says the company is likely getting out in front of a recent Supreme Court case that opens the door for online retailers to collect taxes.
Some companies, because of the Supreme Court decision, even though they're not liable to start collecting and remitting sales tax, have just started to do it. They've just said, it's going to eventually happen, I'm just going to start doing it. In Juneau, if they contact us and say, I want to start doing it, we say, no, you're not liable. Don't register with us. Wait till we get an adequate program in place.
Ultimately, he says all online sales will collect and remit sales tax at the local rate. The Alaska Municipal League is working to create a streamlined financial infrastructure so all online retailers can start collecting it. Bartholomew says creating that program should take 12 to 18 months. Until then, he says tax collection is at local discretion.
The individual taxpayers, citizens, may say, hey, you don't have the authority to tax me. Stop. That's when it's going to become really messy.
Amazon started charging municipal tax on online purchases in the Upperland Canal January 1st of this year. The retailer does not charge local taxes on third-party sales, that is, private sellers who use Amazon's platform. Upperland Canal communities have discussed collecting sales tax on online sales from Amazon before. Some believe the tax could level the playing field for local merchants that otherwise struggle to compete with the online giant. But Hisman says that isn't the point.
For me, the issue is who's getting this money right now.
So far, that remains a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in March, Alaska Department of Fish and Game will begin collecting data on the Upper Lynn Canal's moose population using radio frequency collars. That's for Unit 1D. Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch made the announcement this week during a meeting of the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee. By tagging a select number of moose, the collars will improve the accuracy of aerial surveys of the moose population. Koch says they will examine population changes over time and keep tabs on calf survival. According to Koch, Fish and Game hasn't surveyed the local moose population using collars since 1980. Since then, the collar technology has improved greatly. An animal wearing a very high frequency, or VHF, radio transmitter can be tracked by a person on the ground or in the air using a receiver and a directional antenna. Unlike GPS, VHF devices require that someone physically locates the animal. But VHF devices are cheaper, and Koch says the models they use have a battery life of 15 years. In addition, the signal changes if the animal doesn't move for a certain length of time, indicating it may be dead or the collar has come off. When ADFNG conducted an aerial survey of the moose population in 2016, it recorded the highest minimum count in 10 years. The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet Thursday evening to discuss the appointment of a new borough manager. The municipality has been looking for someone to fill that position since July. Last month, the Assembly carried out in-person interviews with candidates John Ardell, David Milleron, and Sam Keto III. At the interviews, Assemblyman Brenna stated that a candidate will be chosen for the borough manager position by this week. At the meeting Thursday, the Assembly will also consider an ordinance to change the local fire chief from a volunteer position to a paid municipal employee, and a resolution to ask voters if they support using municipal funds to pay for a floating dock. The Skagway Borough Assembly meets at 7 p.m. on Thursday in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting live on our website, khns.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.